workbooks out this morning for a few minutes. I want to share something with us this morning, but it's going to revolve around the cross of Jesus. Amen. Everybody, you know, want to wear crosses around their neck. People tattoo crosses on their body. Crosses, but do people really understand, symbolize, or know what is the purpose of the cross of Jesus? I want you to get your Bibles out this morning. Everybody get a Bible. You don't have a Bible, raise your hand, and we want to get one to you this morning. Also, you need a pencil and a piece of paper, because I'm going to give you some words this morning. Words like, and I want you to write these words down. I'm going to slow it down a little bit. Contentment, C-O-N-T-E-N-T. Philippians 4:11. For whatever state you find yourself in, to be content, to be satisfied. That is, to be satisfied, want nothing. That is, to be content, to be content. Another word I want you to see, and I want you to write that word down. That is, to be steadfast. S-T-A-D-F-A-S-T. I'm going to go back again. I see some of you grab for pencils, and that's all right, because we want you to see that. Amen. Because if you can leave here today with two or three of these words and understand what these words mean, to God be the glory of God. Amen. To God be the glory of God. Amen. So here's the first word, contentment. Here we go again. C-O-N-T-E-N-T. Philippians 4:11. For whatever state you find yourself in, just learn to be content. And then the next word, to be steadfast. To be steadfast. 1 Corinthians 15:58. That is 1 Corinthians 15:58. And then the next word that I want to give you is patience. 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 And that's found over the book of James. We talked about that this morning in our Sunday school this morning. To be patient. That is to wait on the Lord, to be able to endure, to be able to wait on the Lord, and to be able to endure. And while you're doing that, those three words, that is to be contentment, steadfast, and to be patient, open your Bible to 2 Timothy. John read it this morning in our Sunday school class this morning. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse number 8. Hold on, John. 2 Corinthians... Let me have my sheet back. Thank you. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse number 8. Because James asked the question, what is your life? Your life is like a vapor that appears for a little while and then it vanishes away. What is life? If you don't have contentment, if you're not steadfast, if you're not patient. Three words that we need to apply to our lives. Amen. But over in 2 Timothy 4 and verse number 8. It says, henceforth, John read it, it's laid up for me a crown of life. And by the word crown of life, it's right, Revelation 2:10. There's to beat our faith for unto death, and I've given to thee a crown of life. Right here, we're writing our Bibles, amen. Because our Bible is our spiritual sword, amen. There is Revelation 2:10, a crown of life, crown of righteousness with the Lord, the righteous judge shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearance. In verse 9, do thy diligence. That word means that we need to be pay attention, that we need to study, do thy diligence to come shortly after me. That is that to be diligent, that is that each day we live, we need to be paying attention in relationship to understanding what is the will of the Lord. Now, let's go to point two. Point two is, well, how can we be, what, patient? How can we be steadfast? How can we learn contentment if we don't understand the book? Three words. I'm going to slow it down. I want you to write these words down, okay? Number one, Ephesians 5:17. You got to have an understanding of the will of the Lord. Amen. It's like you here for the first time. You see us celebrating the Lord's Supper today, which is the first day, Acts 20:7. Upon the first day of the week, the disciples came together to break bread. Why we do it the first day, not just the first Sunday of the month, not just once a year. We do it every first day because every week has a first day. And the Bible says upon the first day. Well, see, if you didn't know that, you don't understand what is the will of the Lord. Amen. You say, well, we gave 1 Corinthians 16, 1 and 2. Well, how do we give? We gave as we prospered. Because the Bible said we lay by in store as we prosper upon the first day of the week. Well, Ephesians 5, 17, you must understand what is the will of the Lord. Because guess what, brethren? Nobody gonna control your soul no better than you do. Philippians 2, 12, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. That is, it's your responsibility, because Galatians 6 says every man must bear his own burden. That is to work out your salvation. But the only way you're going to work it out, you got to have an understanding of the word. Amen. To have an understanding of the word. Thank you, Brother Brandon, for doing a wonderful job with our song service. I was watching some of you weren't even singing. You know, this is a celebration. Amen. We come to celebrate the death, burial, and the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We do five items of worship. Well, if you don't know what those five items is, you might not have an understanding. That's the reason why maybe you weren't singing. Well, you look on your sheet here on the bulletin, it tells you what is acceptable worship, John 4, 24. We sing Ephesians 5, 19. Colossians 3:16, James 5:13. You don't see instrumental music here. You don't see pianos. You don't see organs. And the reason why you don't see that, because we don't have authorization to do that. Because the Bible said we sing and make melody in our heart to the Lord. We sing with the spirit. We sing with the understanding. That is, that we may have joy, James 5:13. Now, you got to have an understanding when we were singing glory to his name, amen? But there's not a name like Jesus, amen, that we shouldn't give no more glory to than the name of Jesus, amen? But if you don't have understanding, if you don't understand Ephesians 5:19, Colossians 3:16, 1 Corinthians 14:15, am I right? James 5:13, well, why would you sing? Because you don't understand. And that's the problem with the world today. We go through the world and we talk about wanting to be patient. We talk about contentment. We talk about steadfastness. But we don't understand what is the will of the Lord. Amen. John going to give you a sheet. Pull your book out right quick. I want to share one thing with you. And we're just going to do the New Testament today. We're just going to do the New Testament. And pull your book out. It's called The Divisions. The visions of the New Testament. Just pull your book out. If you got a book, just pull it out. And I want you to look at it. And I'm going to put it on the sheet here. And I want you to see what I'm talking about here in relationship to that word understanding of Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 17. Now, if you're sitting back too far and you can't see, we got plenty of room up front. Amen. This whole front row is empty. Amen. So if you can't see that right there, there's room up front that you can move up, amen. Or maybe you don't have an understanding why you need to come up front, amen. And that's the reason why you're in the back, amen. But you got to have an understanding, and I want you to see that word, amen, because you can't do what you don't know, amen. And that's the problem with the world today. You got Bibles, but most people don't know that there are 66 books in the Bible. There are 39 in the old, and there's 27 in the new, amen. And because you don't understand what is the will of the Lord in relationship to singing the Lord's Supper, as we gave, as we study, as we pray every Lord's Day, the question that I ask, well, why would you do it? Amen. Amen. So look what it says here. There are 27 books in the New Testament. Am I right? There are 60 books in the Bible. Am I right? Well, let's look at it. Do everybody have a sheet? Look at your sheet. Get your pencil out, because I'm going to give you some words, amen? Because you got to have an understanding. Listen to me, brethren. Quit being hook-winged spiritually. Just because you see it on TV, that don't make it right. If you can't prove it in the book, don't use it, amen? Because we're going to be held accountable for what we do. Just because I stand here as a preacher and I tell you, it don't make it right if it can't be found in the book. Amen. You got to prove all things and to hold fast to that which is good. James 1:25 says we got the perfect law of liberty. God then put us here and gave us what? Imperfection. He gave us perfection. And that's the reason why we got the perfect law of liberty. But you got to have understanding. You say, I want to be patient. I'm tired of being angry. I'm tired of anger in my life. I want to be steadfast. I'm tired of moving here, there, everywhere. It's time for me to be steadfast, unmovable, and always abound in the work of the Lord. Amen? See, it's time for me just to be content, just to be satisfied, and to be thankful. Amen? And quit trying to grab all the gusto when you ain't got no gusto. Amen? But to do that, you got to have understanding. So look what it says here. This is just the New Testament. Look what it says here. 27 books. Write 27 somewhere on your sheet. Now, you got Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Amen. But what those books talks about? It talks about Jesus. Jesus says in Mark 16:16, that he that believed and is baptized shall be what? So if you want to believe, who are you going to believe in? The Pope? Who are you going to believe in? Allah? Who you going to believe in? Muslimism? We're going to look into Jesus, who's the author and the finish of our faith. Well, where did you find out about Jesus? Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. That's what you should write. That's what we believe in. We believe in Jesus. Ephesians 1:22-23. Write it down somewhere. And Colossians 1:18. Christ is the head of the church. He only built one church. That's the church he said, I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail. God never authorized 1,200 different churches all believing and speaking different things. He didn't build but one church, and that's the church you need to go back and read about in the Bible, because Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John tell you what to believe in. Don't that make sense? That's understanding. Amen. God is not the author confused in 1 Corinthians 14:33. Now, once you believe that, then you're going to get into the book of Acts. This is going to teach you about the church of Christ. It's going to talk about the one church. It's going to talk about what they did to get in the church of Christ. Am I right? Acts 2:47 says, praising God and having favor with all the people, the Lord will add you to the church. You can't join the church of Christ. The Lord got to add you to it when you do what he tells you to do. To be added to the church. Amen. Amen. Now that's understanding what is the will of the Lord. Amen. Then once you get in the church, not any church, but the church that you can read about in the Bible. Amen. And then you got Romans through Jude. You got 21 books right here. Amen. If you ain't saved because you believe, don't go here. Did y'all hear what I just said? See, if you're not in the church of Christ because you believed in Jesus and have been added to the body of Christ, you don't need to go to these 21 books. I'm going to say it one more time because, see, you got to have understanding because you want contentment, right? You want patience, right? You want steadfastness, right? You want those words, amen. Am I right? Am I right? Nobody likes confusion. You don't want to be confused, amen. You want contentment, amen. Am I right? You want a happy home. You don't know any kind of home. You want a happy home. Amen. You got to do it through Jesus, through his church, through these 21 books in the Bible. Amen. So write believe, write save, write how to live. See, this teach you how to live. Amen. You in the church, you are to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. As newborn babe desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby. See, once you get saved, now you got to be taught. That's the understanding I'm telling you about, amen? Next word I want you to write down is know. See, once you understand, you got to know this here. Do you believe I know what I understand? What I'm saying here? This come because 2 Timothy 2:15, I studied to show myself approved unto God. Don't you let nobody hook with you in the church. You the captain of your own soul, amen. That is that you're going to live right. You're in the church of Christ. You call yourself Christians. Christians don't live any kind of way. Christians don't talk any kind of way. Christians don't dress any kind of way. The Bible says in 1 John 2:15, love not the world, neither thing that in the world. The love of the world is not of the Father. See, we've been sanctified, John 17:17. Amen. You know what that word sanctified means? It means set apart. from darkness to the marvelous light. Amen. We once was in what? Darkness, but now we're in the what? See, over here, you was in darkness. Amen. But Jesus came and died on the cross. Amen. And what he did, he sanctified us. Amen. He set us apart. You know, it's amazing. All my life, we talked about the sanctified church. And we always thought the sanctified church were those folks who rolled and foamed at the mouth and had instrumental music and jumped around and had a good time. But it's amazing because of understanding John 17:17, sanctify them by thy word, that's understanding, all right, to know 1 John 5:13, that sanctification is a transformation that occurred in your life, that is, you once was in darkness, amen, but now we're in the what? Light. Amen. See, you once was lost, but now you are found, amen, and now he has sealed you with the Holy Spirit, Ephesians 4:30, that when you leave here, you're going to go to heaven, amen. Now, ain't that all right with you? And let me tell you one more time. See, you once were lost, but now you are saved, and because you have been sanctified, you now, John 10:10, you got abundant life, amen. Before you get to heaven, amen, you're going to be content, you're going to be patient, and you're going to be steadfast, amen. Y'all see the three words I'm trying to get you to see it? But see, you ain't going to get it. Oh, let me rephrase that. You are not going to get it. Or as I was brought up to say, you ain't going to get it. Amen. I'm country. When I'm up here, my shirt going to come out. I'm just telling you. But it don't matter. You see me keep pulling up on my bridges. That's a blessing. Amen. Because I lost some weight, amen. And you see, you're like, I'm going to keep pulling up on this bridge. I don't want them to fall off. Amen. I'm just being blank with you. That is, but that don't matter, am I right? Because we're here trying to get understanding of the Bible. See, you've been turning your Bible around all this time. You've been going to church with your Bible all this time. How come nobody never taught you this? How come you don't know this? But you want to be a Christian. Jethro Bodine wanted to be a brain surgeon. Amen. But you can't do it if you don't understand what is the will of the Lord. Amen. You with me? To know how to believe, to be saved, to act right in order to get that reward of Revelation 2:10, to be thou faithful unto death in order to receive a crown of life. So that's the reason why I said I want you to bring your Bibles. Because that's what we're about. I mean, why are you coming to church when you're leaving the same way? You're going back and doing the same thing that you were doing. You cuss before you came, and you're going to cuss when you get home. You and your wife didn't speak before you got here, and you're going to speak when you leave. See, you're not being transformed, and that's the next word, Romans 12:2. Don't be conformed, folks, but be transformed. Amen. By the renewing of your mind. Amen. So that, three words I'm going to give you to you. What the cross can do in relationship to understanding what is the will of the Lord. And the first word that I want to give you, three words, and the lesson is going to be y'all. But do you understand what I'm saying here? And that's the reason why. So you sit up here and you call yourself John 4:24 to worship God in spirit and in truth. Well, see, if you don't understand what worship is. So you can't worship any kind of way you want to worship. You got to worship the way God told you to worship. Amen. In relationship to understanding what is the will of the Lord. So here are those three words right quick, and let me give them to you. The first word that I want to give you, that those 27 books brings about, I'm going to spell it to you, reconciliation. That's R-E-C-O-N-C-I-L-I-A-T-I-O-N. That is, it brings about reconciliation. That's R-E-C-O-N-C-I-L-I-A-T-I-O-N. Now, with that, let's go to the book of Colossians chapter 1, and I want you to see Colossians chapter 1, 19 to 20. But see, in order for reconciliation to be made, it got to be done through the books. It got to be done through the 27 books of the New Testament. So when you go to Colossians chapter 1, I want you to see with me right quick. Colossians chapter 1, I want you to see what the Bible says. In Colossians chapter 1, we're going to start reading verse 13 to 14. Then we'll drop all the way down to verse 19 and verse number 20. All right? All right? Three places. It brings about reconciliation, but reconciliation comes, look at brethren, through this. Not here. So if you're here, you can't be reconciled. Because look at Colossians 1:13. See, Colossians 1:13 says, you there? I'm going to wait till you get there. Jesus, through Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, right? We look unto Jesus, right? You can't do it outside of Jesus. And you can't do it outside of Jesus if you're not in this church. You got to be in the church to get Jesus. Because Jesus is the head of the church. Some folks think they get Jesus by staying at home. I don't need to go to church. The devil, you a lie. You do need the church. If you didn't need the church, why would he build a church? Amen. Folks say, well, everybody in church are hell raisers. Well, maybe you one too, but you still need the church. Amen. The Bible says in verse 13, who has delivered, look at the language here, say the word us. Y'all in Colossians 1:13? I'm gonna slow it down because I want you to see it. Y'all there? I'm gonna slow it down. I want you to see it. But if you don't see it, you ain't gonna understand it. Amen. Too much hearing, no understanding. Too much going to church and no understanding. Because if you don't understand, you ain't gonna know. Am I right? Am I right? Y'all there? I'm going to wait there because I want you to see it. Now remember now that Colossians is in the living section, right? Because see, if you ain't got saved through Jesus, you don't need to go there. You with me? Well, look what he says here. He said, who has delivered, and look at that pronoun there. It's us. You ask the question, well, who is us? Those who are saved. Those who believed in Jesus. That baby just looking at me. Bless her heart, karma. Devil don't want y'all to see that. Push it back up, somebody. Somebody help me up. Come on, y'all. See, the devil, no, this stuff is power, amen, Romans 1:16. I'm not ashamed. See, he don't want you to see it, because see, he don't want you changed, amen. He wants y'all to stay in the same condition that you came in, amen. Shake your head. Shake your head. All right? Do we have a break it, John? I didn't touch it, then. Y'all laughing. I'm going to look, but I don't need me to look. All right? Who has delivered us, go back to the book, from the power, and by the word power, right, Romans 1:16, it's the gospel, amen. 2 Thessalonians 2:14, we are called by the what? Gospel. Through the power of darkness and has translated us into his kingdom, Matthew 16:18, of Jesus. Amen. In whom we have... Don't worry about it. Come on, get back to your book. I don't want you to miss nothing. Y'all got the sheet. Just look at the sheet. All right? Y'all still got the sheet, right? All right? We'll get that fixed. I don't want John to miss it. You ready, John? All right. In whom we have redemption through Jesus' blood, even the forgiveness of sin. Look at verse 19. By it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. And by the word him, right, Jesus dwell, and having made peace, underline that word peace, through the blood of his cross. by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him, I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. Now, I want to go back and I want you to see that, because this is what I want you to see. Number one, the only way you're going to get peace, you got to get it through Jesus. Amen. The only way you're going to get forgiveness is through Jesus. And the only way we have peace in Jesus is because of the cross. Amen. You don't wear a cross, you better know what you're wearing. Amen. Because the blood that he shed not only purchased the church, but it reconciled us. It brought us all together as one. No black, no white, no Jew, no Gentile, no male, no female. We're all equal in Christ Jesus, because we all been reconciled by Jesus, by the cross. What about in heaven as well as earth? Well, why did he use the phrase heaven? Because that's where Jesus is. Jesus sitting on the right hand of God, the head of the church. Where he at? In heaven. Somebody said, well, why is the Church of Christ headquarters? In heaven. Well, I know it's in heaven, but y'all got to have a headquarters. Where is that? I'm in heaven. No, y'all got one in New York? No, it's in heaven. Jesus ain't in New York. Where Jesus at? In heaven. In heavenly places and on earth that reconcile. Y'all see that? But in order to be reconciled, you got to be in 21 books. Look at your chart there. Amen. Based on who you believe in, because you were what? Saved. Amen. In the book of Acts, the 21 books, he reconciled us. That gives us peace. That means he brings us together. And guess what, y'all? When we're together, it ain't no confusion. Ain't no confusion in your home. Ain't no confusion when you leave here. Ain't no confusion on your job. Because that's worldliness. He has sanctified us. He has translated us. Amen. Am I right? From darkness to the marvelous light. Am I right? Because guess what? We've been sealed. Can't nobody bother you once you've been reconciled. But see, if you don't understand that, if you don't know that, if you haven't been transformed, it ain't going to work. You're not going to be content. You're not going to be steadfast. You're not going to be patient. Amen. But it all comes about because of the Bible. See, if y'all knew what the Bible and the power of the Bible was, you wouldn't leave it in your trunk. Say, wait, what am I bill for? Some of y'all value y'all cell phone more than y'all value the Bible. Man, you go sleep with that book. Hello? It's going to give you peace. It's going to reconcile you. It's going to make you happy. Amen. And that's what it's all about. How many of y'all want to leave happy? Amen. How many of y'all want to leave happy? Amen. Come on. That's that word, reconciliation. I know it's a big word, but it means that it brings us together. Because God is not the author of confusion. And let me make this point. See, that's the reason why denominationalism can't exist. How can he reconcile us all by the blood in heaven and in earth when you got a thousand different churches all saying different things? Do that make sense? Is that confusion? You go to this church, they say, do it this way. You go to this church, they say, do it this way. You came here, you say, they doing the Lord's Supper. They giving that they prosper. They don't use this in the movie. Well, at least I told you why we don't do it. Can they? Can they get book, chapter, and verse while they use instruments? Can they get book, chapter, and verse when the Lord said plainly on the first day of the week, we come together to break bread? Can you do it in another way? You can't add to or take away from God's word. You can't change God's word. Amen? Because we've been reconciled. Amen? See, and let me talk about husband and wife. Can't leave us out. Every reading the Bible says you leave father, leave mother, and twain together, and you be what? See, In marriage, there is no division. But you got to be guided by them 21 what? You got to live by them 21 what? Because you've been saved, book of Acts, right? Because you believed in Jesus. Amen. Don't look at me. Everyone, you don't call me Reverend. My name Al. Heard Carolyn say, when she first heard the truth, she could understand why Kathy kept saying, go see Al. She just couldn't understand why. Who is Al? Because see, people just don't call preachers Al. Amen. And Kathy said, well, you need to go see Al. She comes out, well, who's Al? Where Ram is? Got to be a Ram somewhere. And she kept saying, well, go see Al. But once she got that understanding, am I right? Now you understand, my birth certificate, I'm going to say Reverend. My birth certificate say Albert. Al. Because I'm no better than you are, amen? We all here working on our salvation. All the blessing I got, I'm just blessed to preach the word. I'm just blessed to be an evangelist. But it don't make me no better. If you going to buy me a car, buy everybody a car. If I'm going to have a special day and y'all broke and give me y'all money, that don't make no sense. Give preachers $25,000, you can't pay your light bill. You crazy. We love our pastor. We got a pastor's aid. We buy all this clothing. You got holes under your feet. And your children ain't got no clothes. That don't make no sense. Amen. You look unto Jesus. Because that Jesus gives us reconciliation through the blood that he shed that gives us peace that brings us all one in Christ Jesus. Another word I want to give right quick. Sacrificial, to be sacrificed. Not only do these books give us reconciliation, but they also gives us a sacrificial service. That is, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. John 3:16. Go with me in the book of Hebrews chapter 2 and verse number 9. See, he sacrificed himself. He gave us sacrificial service that we may be reconciled. Amen. That we may be one in Christ Jesus. Amen. See, that's what that word means. Hebrews 2 and verse number 9. I want you to see what it says here. In Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 9. See. Ain't this wonderful? I'm having a wonderful time. Amen. Devil, you ain't stop us. We're going to keep on going. Amen. See, because the devil slammed it down. He took a lot of y'all attentions. But we don't need that. I wish they got the word. Amen. Am I right? Because see, he don't want you to hear that. Because see, he wants you to be confused, right? He don't want you to have peace. Am I right? He don't want you to have contentment. He don't want you to be steadfast. See, he don't want you that. Because see, he wants you where he wants you to have you. Because what he going to do? I sure been blessed. This is my dream home. Oh, I sure been blessed. I've been always wanting me a 500 Chrysler. Ooh, I just always wanted that Louis the Sixth. And we throw back and throw our leg out like that. And don't realize that we came in with nothing and we're going to leave with nothing. Amen. It's just materialism. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying it's wrong to have it, but you don't let it control you. You control it. So when you go to Hebrews 2 and 9, the Bible says, but we see Jesus. Who do we see? Jesus. Who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he by the grace of God should taste death for every man. That is the sacrifice that he laid. I wish I had my Sheikah. I could throw my 39 up because then I throw my Old Testament up. Amen. Because there are 39 in the Old, right? And then you got the 5, the 12, the 5, and then you got 17 books of prophecy. Am I right? And y'all know what? You know what, Quint? Every book of prophecy, Hosea and Jeremiah and Malachi and Amos and all those prophets of the Old Testament, amen. You know what they told about? They told about Jesus is coming. Amen. And I might well tell you this here too while I'm on here. You ain't got no prophets today. What are they going to tell you of when you got the perfect law of liberty? We got 66 books, right? And what are they going to tell you already don't know imperfection? So why in the world are you going to say you're a prophet? Well, you may be a prophet. You're a prophet of the devil. Because you sure ain't no prophet of God. Amen. Because we had 17 prophets in the Old Testament, right? Am I right? 5, 12, 5, 17. 5 Pentateuch, 12 history, 5 poetry, 17 prophets. Am I right? And they all do one thing. You know what they do? They talk about Jesus coming. Because he had to come. He had to die on the cross. He had to be that sacrificial service, that sacrificial lamb, as a lamb done before. He had to be that in order for us to be reconciled. Because Jesus never came, we wouldn't have the church. Because the church, Acts 20 and 28, purchased the blood that he shed, Acts 20 and 28, it purchased the church. So why in the world that you going to cut your TV on and somebody going to say, Prophet Al, Prophet John, what you prophesying about? And I run when they do this here. God, put this on my heart. I step back 2 steps because I say, what you talking about? He put it on my heart too. But I can read it in the book. Amen. That's that understanding right here. That's that mindset. See, this is the heart right here. It's the thinking. It's the understanding. To know. See, if you don't know because you don't understand, see, you ain't going to what? Get it. Y'all with me? See, in order for that sacrificial service through reconciliation that gives us the wording that we talked about, right? Contentment, right? Steadfast, right? To be patient. Y'all got that written down? So we can understand and know to be transformed in order to be reconciled through what Jesus did for us. And then the last word that I want you to see. And this is the last word that I want you to see. And that word is a shield. A shield. That is, see, to hold on to the sacrificial service to be reconciled. You got to have something to keep you protected. Because that devil is a roaring lion. He's seeking whom he may what? Devour. See, the devil don't want you to be happy. The devil don't want you to have right peace, right reconciliation, right steadfastness, right contentment. See, he don't want you to have that. That's the reason why he throws things at you to get you where he wants you to get you. So that last word is a shield. And I want you to go with me in the book of Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6. And I want you to see what he's talking about here in relationship to that seal. Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians 6. And I'm going to start reading in verse number 13. I'll start reading in verse number 10. Okay? Ephesians 6:10. Y'all with me? He says, finally, look what he says, my brethren. Now, why would he use the word brethren? Because he's talking to the church. He ain't talking to the world. Y'all remember the 4:1:21? Jesus to be saved, to live. Amen. He said, finally, my brethren, he said, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Amen. Put on the whole armor of God, that shield, that you may be able to stand against the trickery of the devil. That's that shield. So you want that shield to be your protection because we've been reconciled by the sacrifice. Amen. So each day you live, you take that shield with you. Those are 27 books, am I right? Those are 39 books, am I right? You don't leave home without it, amen. Because you put on the whole armor of God. See, you put it on through study. Guess what? That's what we're doing right now. I'm not here entertaining you. We're a work in progress. Am I right? Don't we work here? And we ain't getting in no hurry, are we? Y'all thought he long-winded. No, I'm spiritual. Because we're fighting a battle, amen. Amen. Why you going to come to church and leave the same way and get in the same, stay in the same condition? We got to get out of it, amen. Am I right? See, you might have been in it yesterday, but you don't have to be in it today. Philippians 3 says, forget those things behind and press on toward the mark. Amen. We ain't going to bring forth junk from one day to the next. Makes sense to be miserable today and then take it with you tomorrow. You have to let it go. Amen. Because there's no problem, there's no situation too big that God can't handle. Right? Through the 21 books, am I right? Because we've been saved, am I right? Because we believed in Jesus. So put on the whole armor of God. Put on the whole armor of God. Like we said, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Now look at verse 12. It says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. That's who our enemy is. But against principalities, against powers. You got a president of the United States will stand up and tell you something that's contrary to the word of God. When he stand up and tell you it's all right for a man to go with another man, that's principalities and powers. When the Bible says it's an abomination, Romans chapter 1, it is an abomination. It's unnatural for a man to like another man. That's what the Bible says. But you got a president, you got a Congress, you got senators that represent you that will stand up and they will pass laws that's contrary to the Bible. Am I right or am I wrong? That's what we're up against. And because people don't have understanding, people sit here and say, yeah, y'all church folks just need to respect all people. I do. Because you can be what you want to be. But that don't make you right. I don't disrespect you. I mean, when I worked for the Post Herald, they gave me a new position over there in Bessemer, and he called me in the office, the supervisor. He said, well, Al, here's the first thing I want you to do when you get over there. There's a man over there, and he's gay. First thing I want you to do is fine. I said, for what? I said, he said, he's gay. I said, who are you talking to? You. I said, whatever he wants to do, that's his business. Long as he do his job. I ain't got nothing to do with what he is or where he go or what he's saying. And he jumped back and looked at me. He said, well. I said, well. But I went over there. He worked with me. And I worked with him. We ain't had no problem. He came to work every day, did his job, ain't had no problem. He ain't never asked me for my phone number. He never did. Amen. I ain't have no problem out of him. And I respect you, but it don't make you right. And that's what he's talking about here. This is what we wrestle up against. Principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world. And then he goes on to say, against spiritual wickedness in high places. That is thing that can't be proven in the book, in the Church of Christ and out of the Church of Christ. That's what we wrestle up against. When people look at you and say, you still on that with the outlaws? Oh, he against everything. I know they're saying it because people, you came back and told me. I'm glad. That's validation. Amen. Because when you talk about somebody, when somebody doing right, you're doing something right. And when you start doing right, folk are going to talk about you. When you're on your job, when you don't do what they do, they're going to talk about you. Look at old Katrina. She thinks she's something. I am something. I'm a child of God. I've been reconciled through the sacrifice of Jesus. I got that shield. Put on the whole of God that I might be able to fight the wiles of the devil. Amen. And you need to be proud of it, y'all. Don't y'all be ashamed of that. Hello? That's what makes us content. It will make us stand fast. That will give us patience. That will give us peace. Amen. And that's what it's all about. You should have those four words wrote down right there somewhere in your notes. And this week, as you go through this week, you need to get rid of the garbage and continue to be reconciled. Continue through the sacrifice. Keep that shield to learn contentment and patience that you may have peace. Amen. That's what the cross is all about. How many crosses you wear on your neck? You can tattoo Jesus all over your body. But if Jesus through the cross ain't did nothing for you, what good is the cross? Y'all with me? This is the way it goes here, Eric. I'm sorry, this is the way it goes. And I don't apologize for it. It did just the way it goes. We done ran a whole heap of them here. I'm just telling the truth, am I right? That's what the word do is separate sheep from the goat. Am I right? It make you run. Am I right? And then we don't back down for it. All right? That's my lesson. I'm through. I'm still putting on my pants too. Y'all got it? Next Sunday evening, we're going to start Genesis. Some of y'all think I can catch up. So I got to cheat. Not cheat. I got to take every measure I can to check up. So next Sunday evening, bring your book, and we'll do Genesis, and we're going to catch up, and eventually what's done downstairs is going to be done upstairs, and we're all going to be on the same wavelength. And as we go through our study, we're already in Deuteronomy, we'll finish 34 to 36 in Numbers today. And then tomorrow we'll start Deuteronomy. If you don't have a book, if you don't have that, see that. Don't leave without it, I'm telling you. It's precious than gold and silver, amen. You got to have it, amen. And don't leave. See Brother Brown. Raise your hand, Brother Brown. He'll get you that. If it's incomplete, see him. Take time. We'll stay here with you a little while. But we got to have it. If there be one here today that needs to be a Christian, Acts 11:26, is that right? Acts 11. And you need to be a Christian. How do you be one? You come by hearing the word, Romans 10:17. Faith come by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Do you believe what you hear? We're looking to Jesus, who's the author and the finisher of our faith. And then you must make that repent and make that confession that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. And you got to be buried him in baptism to rise to walk in newness of life. If you're here today, you need to be saved. You want to identify with this church. Come right now as we stand there, we sing.